Rose, you get so much. I can't believe you did that, honey. I wasn't supposed to tell you that stuff, Ray. Till I had everything in, but I can't. I want you to know things are happening around here, and it's exciting. This year, Bethel, you're seeing some exciting things going to happen here. You're already seeing them. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 13 is a love chapter. 1 Corinthians 12. I'm glad to see Kelly here. Good to see you, Kel. We sure love you. And bless your heart. Good to have these visitors with us tonight. Kenny, man, he's a go-getter, ain't he? Kenny's going to join the church Sunday, too. Yes, amen. Just come forward. Dave will take care of it. And the other brother's going to join, too. Amen. I think there's two going to join. I know. I got two guys ready to go in. I got two guys lined up for Sunday, Mike, to join. I'm telling you right now. I've got them lined up. They're ready to walk. Amen? You know what? When God starts doing it's Christians, we're so used to God not doing things and not. So when God does start, Christians get scared. Wow. Is preacher hitting the night quote too much? Yeah. Yes.
Can I read a verse of scripture?
Yes.
Jonathan told his armor bearer over here in 1 Samuel chapter 14. I think this is what we ought to do. His armor bearer, Jonathan's armor bearer, said this to Jonathan in verse 7, 1 Samuel chapter 14. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thine heart, turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. And I'd just like to say, I believe we ought to be with our preacher according
amen.
To his heart. God
thank you.
Heart. We need to say, amen,
preacher. Amen. 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 Thank you, Rod. Let me just say this to you. About a month and a half ago, Marty Boggs was in the hospital. Marty and Sue were both in the hospital. And one of those nights, I think it was a Thursday night, and I walked out around, David Ballard was with me, Brother Dave. When we got in the car on the way to the hospital, and I said, David, I don't know how to tell you this, but the Lord has put in my heart that God's going to do something for our church. And I don't even understand how, Dave, but God's going to do something to make us, let us build our building. I didn't say another word. We drove to the hospital. We went and saw Grandma. Soon we went and saw Marty. And then we were walking out. I was talking to Steve. Steve was there that day. Steve Browning and Nicole. I believe it was Nicole, too. Was that you? That you and Pops out there? And we walked out of the Robinson Hospital. It was around 8:30. And I said a few words to Nicole and Mr. B. And then I started to walk across the aisleway. And a fellow yelled, hey, are you the Baptist preacher? And I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, I've been wanting to meet you. He said, I want to shake your hand. Because I didn't know if he was going to punch me or not. And I'm too old to run anymore. I can't run fast enough to run. And he shook my hand. He said, my grandson goes to your Christian school. Man, you've got a tremendous school. And I said, yes, sir, we do. God's got his hand on it. And he said, when are you going to build? And I said, well, I'm just waiting for God to do something. You don't understand. I wish I could tape every person. Almost every day of my life, I'm not making this up. I go places all around here, and people are always saying, when are you going to build? People I've never met before. When are you going to build? One day I went out there to land a couple weeks. I said, God, where is the God of Elijah? Come on down. Come on down. Make it happen. Amen. Show them that you can do it. Amen. That man walked up to me that night at that hospital about a month and a half ago now. I don't know, maybe a month ago. I don't know about time. Probably about a month ago. Whenever you were in there for that blood, Marty. Was that about a month ago? Yes. I can't relate it. I thought it was after that. Anyways, about how long has Dakota been gone? It's right about that time. It was right about that time. But I think, didn't we have Dakota's funeral on a Wednesday or Tuesday? Tuesday, didn't I? I think this happened 2 days afterwards. But whatever, it's right about that time. It's right about that time. And this big, I never met this man in my life. And he said, "When are you going to build?" And I said, I'm just waiting for God. I don't know. He said, "You see that Portage community over there?" He said, "I helped build that." And he said, "I didn't charge him a dime." And he said, "I'll tell you what, the Lord put in my heart to tell you, I want to build yours. And I won't charge you a dime." And since then, he's done things for this church already. And then I told him about, I shared with him the plans that we have for that building. He came in my home and took it all down. Then last week or so, he's been calling all these different people, and he got statements. He took the blue, whatever that thing you call, the blueprints or the, whatever that thing is that we have on it, the map. It's not a map. It's not a blueprint, whatever it is. It's a spec, whatever it is. And he said, "The preacher to do this, but I can do it and frame it with extra insulation, all kinds of stuff." And the figure he gave me, I got it written down. He said, "I figured high was $826,000. That doesn't count the driveway and the parking." And he said, "Forget blacktop, we'll concrete." He said, I can get concrete cheaper than you can imagine. He said, it's better and cheaper than blacktop. You ain't got to worry about it. So we're gonna cement the parking lot. Hallelujah. So he gave me a figure of $826,000. Now what you're doing, you're turning the key because you're not paying nobody. Hello? Do you know over here at Portage they got 33,000 square feet and they got an elevator and they're gonna be into it for about $2 million? Our building was only 18,000. Half that. Eddie, have you seen that gym over at Portage? You and Mike ought to see that baby. It's immaculate. The money man that came yesterday from the government, Bobby knows he was there. He said, "I've never seen anything built that good." Is that what he said, Bobby? And how many years? He said he's been doing it for 22 years. You think God didn't bring us the right people? Hello? That's why it's good to be alive! I'm going to tell you right now, you better start praying. Because if I can get this kid down the street to give me $500,000, I'm going to get your approval real quick, and we're going to start building. I'm taking those blueprints that fellow there in Perry's church. The guy built all those big. He's been calling me from Perry's church. I said, "No, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you." Perry said, "He's been trying to help you, Rich." I mean, Dr. Skyver. I said, "Well, I'll talk to him Monday. We'll sit down and see. I think we can do it with JP's figures. We can make a little bit bigger. We need that was bare minimum that we were doing. Now we can make a little bit bigger gym, maybe a couple more classrooms. So figure about $1 million when I get done. But $1 million sure beats 1.8. So you just hold on to your seat. All I need you is to pray. See, here's the thing. I don't know nothing about building, Ray. I have no knowledge about building. I'm a kid off the streets, and I have a very short temper. That's why I break things. But that's why I got mad when that guy said 1.8, Bobby. My spirit said, you're snookering me. So anyways, you pray about it. I believe God has sent us a man. And of course, there's other men here who are going to help in that building too. Matter of fact, all of you are going to do something. All of you are going to do something. Boy, if we could get that money, Billy, and get it half the cost, and we could and raise the rest and get out there without we have a mortgage free. Yes. I like that. Turn your Bibles. I'm just about went through stuff, but look at I was going to preach this to you, 1 Corinthians 12. Boy, I had no intention of saying what I said to you today, just coming out of me. Huh. Mark knows all about it. Some of you guys knew about it. Man, when I saw those figures of 8,000, I couldn't believe that, Mark. He cut $1 million. And a better building. That's good, isn't he? You say, you're in a dream world. I'm not dreaming. You'll see. It can happen. God can do anything. Notice 1 Corinthians 12, 14, all the way to verse 26. 1 Corinthians 12, 14, for if the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I am not the body, is it therefore not of the body? Well, of course it would. The hand's part of the body. And if the ears shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not the body. Is it therefore not of the body? Well, of course the ear and the hand and everything's part of the body. Are you still with me? What I want to talk to you about tonight is this. Everyone counts. That's the title of my message, John. Everyone counts. God's got a whole lot of different people, shapes and sizes and personalities made up in different ways in the churches, but everyone counts. If the whole body, verse 17, were an eye, then he gives you an example. If the whole body were an eye, can you imagine a huge eye? What's that called, the Cyclops or something? But if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? If you're all one eye, then where's your nose? You can't smell nothing. You can't smell that good of pizza and homemade bread. Amen? And the pie. You read my mind. The pie. It was on my lips. It was on my mind when you said that. And if they were all one member, where were the body? Look at verse 20. But now are they many members, yet but one body. In other words, you're all on the same team. Amen. There's a lot. We're all different, but we're all on the same team. It's like the Cleveland Indians. They got a catcher and a pitcher and a first baseman, second baseman, shortstop, third baseman, left field, right field, center field. They have different kinds of closers and nosers and relief pitchers and all kinds of stuff, right? And goodbye, Joe. I never wanted you ever. Now you're gone forever. And I say, hallelujah, amen. We might win eventually. As soon as we get Joe Blow out of here, Joe Browski, rag arm, and get rid of those two idiots out in left field and bring that kid up from that should have been up here at the beginning, Francisco, and he might start winning. But you got to get the right players, amen? Well, what's that got to do with this? Not a stinking thing. I'm just thinking about how irritated I get about the Indians. But now there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head of the feet, I have no need. In other words, some people say, well, and this is what I'm trying to get you is, well, I'm not a good mechanic like Brother Jim, so you don't need me. Or I can't sing good like Miss Sue, hello, so you don't need me. Are you with me? Yeah. One person might have a talent to sing, but another person might have another. They got another talent. Everybody's got something to offer to the church. Don't be jealous. Don't be, well, she's a Sunday school teacher and I'm not. So what? You can do something she can't do. Or he's a preacher and I don't matter. You can listen. God's got everybody in a different place where he wants us. What? Look what it says there. Verse 21. Nay, much more of those members of the body which seem to be more feeble. I love this. The ones that are more feeble, you know, the clutches. Hello, are you still with me? They are what? Necessary. Sean, you need me. This church really needs me. And those members, 23, which we think to be less honorable, the janitors. Hello? The bus mechanics. The nursery workers. But in my heart, those people are the top of the line. You don't build a church without nursery workers. To be less honor upon the bestow upon more abundant honor of our uncomely parts, have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism. What's that word schism mean? Division. You know what? You might not be a bus driver, but you could do something else. Hello. That the body that members should have the same care for one another. Now look up here. I'm gonna share this with you. This is what brought this whole thing on. Last night I was trying to show Tammy or Rosemary and David William. I was on that Amazing Grace website, and I was trying to show them the new pews and everything that Brother Perry got for free. I love free. And so I was, man, I kept moving that thing. That little thing didn't do nothing. I kept moving. And I changed. There's a couple batteries there. I put new batteries in. I always have batteries. I'm a battery nut because I have radios and stuff. And I have 5 grandkids. If you have grandkids, you better keep a lot of batteries. My grandkids just come right to my house. Grandpa, where are the batteries? We need more batteries. They don't ask their mom and dad. They just come to Grandpa. Why is Grandpa the battery man? I don't know. But they know Grandpa always have them. Amen. Well, I get them down there at the green, up there in the Streetsboro for a dollar. Alkaline. And that green, it's called Green Tree or something. Four alkaline double A's for a buck. Yes, sir. Alkaline. You want to use alkaline. So anyways, I don't ever put junk. Always put alkaline in your stuff. Anyways, I was kept doing this Coolidge, and it wouldn't change. It wouldn't do nothing. And I went, that stupid thing. And it, man, I pushed these buttons, and it just, and then I tied it up. Then it wouldn't do nothing. I mean, whoever invented computers are an idiot. So I did the best thing I could do with this thing, Jimmy. I just whipped it. Amen? Whipped my badge off. If you give me $500, I'll give you a badge. I'll put it in the building fund. I'm building. Badge day. Badge of courage. Well, anyways, I just went. It hit the little wall there, like a little cube ball bounced around, came to a stop. And Rosie said, that's it. You broke it. And as usual, Jeannie, she was right. I broke it. So I went to a place that will probably be in heaven. I went down to Radio Shack. And I said, this little thing here that works my computer, I want to buy. You got one of these I can buy? I can't run my computer. And so I had some young lady work. I said, which one would you buy? She said, I'd buy the cheapest one, but this one here is a whole lot better. And if you got the money, it's only $5 more. I said, you know what? Just put the better one in. I need heavier duty products for anyways. For some reason, I go through stuff. So anyways, I want you to look at this verse with me. Look at verse 14. For the body is not one member, but how many? Now drop down to verse 18. In other words, the church is made up, just like the body is made up of many parts, the church is made up of all kinds of different people. We're not all the same. Look up here. Aren't you glad we're not all the same? Wouldn't it be boring if everybody was me or like Mike Porter? No, I'm serious. What if everybody was like a Ray McDaniel? I mean, every guy was Ray McDaniel. Would it get boring? Hello? What I'm saying is, I thank God for Mike Sells, but don't give me 1,000 clones of Mike Sells. Even his wife only wants one. Now stay with me. Stay with me. What I'm trying to say is this. Aren't you glad we all got different, there's all kinds of different people in the church. Thank God for different people. We're not all the same. We don't all think the same. We have different likes and dislikes. Are you with me? God puts us all together. Hello? Because Kenny, God loves you as much as he loves me. He loves you and me as much as he loves Coolidge. And believe it or not, he loves Sean too. Sean gave him $5 the other day and he said, okay, Sean, I love you. Now look at verse 18. But now hath God set the members, are you seeing verse 18? But God had set the members, every one of them, in the body as it pleased him. Brother Mike, God took pleasure in putting different people in here. He wanted, Eddie Brotherton, God wanted you to be here. And you and Brother Boggs are different. And I bet you if you played baseball, you might have played first base. But Brother Boggs was a catcher. And a good one. What I'm saying, Carl, is this. Mary, God's plan was for all of us to be here together. But Jimmy, we're different. I don't know nothing about a spark plug. Hello? But I'm glad you guys can do it. I try to be a spark plug and spark you guys up. Are you with me? Now watch. I'm trying to get that verse that made me want to preach this. Look at verse 22. By the way, why are you here? Because it pleased God. Why are you like you are? Because God was pleased with that. And that's why he said, they need a guy like you. He looked down and he said, man, there's that Bob and Sonia Edwards. Bethel could use a couple like that. I'll send them down there. Hey, there's Mike and Sal's. I'm going to send them there. They could use a couple like that. Oh, they're a little bit different. Hey, boy, man, there's Freddie Belcher. And there's Nen. And there's Harry Arney. There's a guy, Harry Arney. And then there's Lou Griffey. And they said, they need a Lou Griffey. And a Shannon Skiver and a Ruth Hill, and you name your name. They needed a Gordy. Are you with me? A Gordy Marie. No accident that you're here. Jimmy Furness is here because God brought him here. We needed that little Marine. Hello? And his wonderful wife and her brother. How many are with me? Nobody's here by accident. Look up here. You got to get this. No, none of my parts of my body are by accident. There's a reason for my eye. There's a reason for my ear. There's a reason for my fingers. There's a reason for my leg. There's a reason for my stomach. It's more than pizza, by the way. But there's a reason. Teeth to chew it. Are you still with me? A tongue so I can talk. How many are with me? Just like that body part of yours. If you're not the eye, don't get mad. If you're a nose and you want to be the eye, don't get mad. Oh, I'm a nose, but I wish I could have been the eye. No, God wanted you to be the nose. Oh, I'm the ear, and I wish I could have been the tongue. Just do what the ear is supposed to do, and don't worry about what the tongue has to do. See, we just need to find where God, what part God wants us to play, and then play the part. How many are with me? And it's already 8 o'clock. Let me give you this illustration. We'll go home. By the way, I got 2 pages. We didn't get the... That's a good introduction, wasn't it? Let me give you 22 and 23. We'll go home. This is what prompted me to preach this. Not my temper. That's another thing. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. So when I was in, that was the old man. It's corrupt and deceit. There was no good. That's what made me bust this. Because it crossed me. But look at 22. Nay, just like those people down at Paul's here, I went down to buy every one of those tables in chair, Mark, for 70% off. I pushed, I said, I'm taking them all. They said, no, you're not taking any. They're no percentage off. Whew. Boy, was I hot. Rosie couldn't wait to get me out of there. They weren't going to take nothing off them things. They're lucky I didn't crush them. Big thing on the wall, 70% off. They had 48 brand new chairs and 3. I said, what, for the school? I said, I'll take them off for the school. Because I thought we'd be paying like $4 or $5 per. You can't, those tables are $100 tables. You could buy them for $15. They said, oh no, you're not getting them for that. They said, no, you're going to pay $70 for the tables and $20 for the chairs. I said, you're supposed to have 70% off. Not these. We're only taking 70% off what we want to take off. Then take that off your window. Amen. Yeah. I called Roddy on the phone. I said, Roddy, they didn't. I told him, no wonder they were going out of business. So, anyways, verse 22. Here's what brought this on. And you're wanting to go home. Nay, much more of those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, that we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundance and comeliness. Now watch. I wrote this down. What do they call this on a computer? The mouse. Little mouse. You put it on that little pad, and it shoots all around, don't it? I'm getting to be a real computer geek. I know where the button is to turn it on. So anyways, I've went through more computers than when you imagine what I've went through in printers. Those printers don't hold up. You can't shake them printers too hard either. They don't hold up either. I want you to see something about this, though. This little mouse, get this, because this was the whole message. It's one of the parts of the computer, right? And, by the way, I didn't rip the cord off of this. This is a cordless one. Some of you are thinking, man, he bit the cord off. No, this is a cordless one. I wrecked the one with the cord, so I bite this cord so I don't have to mess with the cord. I don't have a whole lot of patience with things. So anyways, this thing, one of the most inexpensive. Get this truth. What a great truth it is. This is one of the most inexpensive parts in that computer. It's something that you really don't think a whole lot about, just the mouse. So it'd be one of the less important parts. You're right, Stella. But most when we look on it, we'd look on this and say, it's not very important. It's inexpensive, and there's a lot more. The computer costs more. The screen costs more money. Are you with me? But you know what, Sean? When this broke, when that thing wouldn't let that little arrow jobber run around on that screen, Ruthie, I could not go to my website. Rosie couldn't go to Portage Community Bank to pay a bill, which really irked her. I don't blame her. And what I'm saying is, without this right here, it stopped. Without this little insignificant part, all the operation was halted. All the transactions were stopped. All the communication ceased. Because one part, one small part of the computer pieces halted everything. Put a stoppage. Hindered. You know, what I'm trying to show you is, Lou Griffey, Satan might try to tell you sometimes, oh, you're a senior citizen, you're not that important. You're very important, Lou Griffey. Amen. You might be the mouse of Bethel Baptist Church. What I'm trying to say is this. Don't think that you aren't important. Everybody's important. Just like this mouse is very small and insignificant. You would, outwardly looking, you think it's very small and insignificant. But that very small, insignificant person touches a lot of people's lives. And so I guess what I want to tell you today was this. You might think you're just a mouse in the church, but everyone counts. And that's what I wanted to tell you. Mrs. Wolf, you might think you're not, what am I? I'm a widow in the church and I'm not, no, you're important. You're important. We couldn't make it without you, Mrs. Wolf. We could not make it without Nenon. We cannot. You're like the mouse. Harry, you're like the mouse. Shannon, you're like this little mouse. We need everyone. Because if one of our mouse break down, it puts a halt to a lot of different things. And I don't care what you do in the church. There's all kinds of parts in the body. When one breaks down, no matter who it is, no matter who it is, it hurts the church. Because everyone counts. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Father, for bringing all the different parts of the church, different personalities, different people, different roles. Some are Sunday school teachers, some are bus drivers. Some are mechanics. Some are janitors. Some are singers. Lord, there's so many there. Some are just prayers. Some are givers. Some are just attenders and they witness. Lord, there's all kinds of different people. And Lord, I know Satan sometimes tries to tell people they're not important. But when Satan tries to tell those people that they're not important, I pray they'll remember the picture of this little mouse. And they'll remember how important they are to the church. They're like that little mouse. When they're not functioning, it hinders a lot of things. And it stops the church from going forward. So, Father, I pray with all my heart you'd help us to be excited about doing what you were pleased to do with us. Whatever role you put us in the church, it pleased you to do it. Help us. Help us to be excited about what you have for us. We ask these things in Christ's name. With every head bowed and every eye closed, tonight before we go home, Rosie will play softly. Jesus Christ loves you, and he died for you and for me. The Bible says he died for the whole world. There at Calvary's cross, Jesus shed his blood for my sins and for your sins and for the sins of all the world. He did it so people could go to heaven. He did it so people could be saved from hell and live forever. And unless you've known Christ as your Savior, you can't go to heaven. tonight, if you've never asked Christ to save you, and you'd like to know when you die, you'd go to heaven, we're going to give you an opportunity. We're going to give you an opportunity to ask Christ to save you. I wonder, with the heads bowed, eyes, no one looking, how many could say, Pastor, with an uplifted hand, there was a day I saw myself a lost sinner going to hell, and I asked Christ to save me. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I'm saved. Thank you. You may put him down. Would there be any say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Pray for me. Anyone like that today? Pray for me. I'd like to know when I die. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. But I'd sure like to know. Pray for me. Anyone like that at all? Pray for me. Just raise your hand, put it back down. Pray for me. Include me in that prayer. Father, I thank you for the night we had. I thank you for the little thought about the mouse. So small, so insignificant, yet so important. Help everyone here to know, no matter what role they play in the church, they're important. And so, Father, I pray that you'll bless, comfort our, Lord, I know there's folks here that still have hurting hearts. A lot of us comfort the hurt. Lord, come down and bring comfort and encouragement. Oh, God, please bless our people tonight. Please be with our people. Save Jan Robinson's daddy. Help Billy Turner not to have to have surgery. I pray you'll even touch little baby Wade's ears right now, Father. I pray he won't have to have surgery. Lord, be with Sue. Make her well completely. And Lord, be with Marty as she goes Monday. And Lizzie White next Wednesday. Father, I just pray you'll bless all our people. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. And all God's people said, let's stand for prayer.